Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guests to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Hello, 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 and welcome back. I feel like I haven't been here forever, but I know it's been 1 week. A lot can happen in a week. I think you all know, and thank you. It is a big shout out to all you incredible listeners this morning. Thank you so much for your support. While this crew was on the Emmys floor, it was so appreciated. I was talking this morning about how even a comment, there was an amazing comment that from someone that knew me from my rock and roll music days sent out and said, hey, it's been incredible to watch you to go from there to here, which is, I'm so glad that we have Misty Rose Gold because she does a lot of there to here, but we'll get into that in just a minute. And it's just amazing what comments do. So look, I can say this, because Misty Rose also has her own podcast, and I'm sure she's in love with her listeners and followers as I am mine. And you know, I always give you guys such a great title. Well, you guys are royalty today. You're royalty today. You are royal listeners and watchers. And that's going to lend very well into the fact that Misty Rose Gold, who is an international success coach, has all things empire. She loves to talk about empires, building empires, creating groups for empires, people wanting to have empires. And so you are sitting onto a royal stage today, listeners. We're so happy. And what a great coming from the Emmys. And honestly, should I tell you first? Should I leak it out to you guys first? I don't know. Okay, you twisted my arm. Absolutely. We are going to be announcing within 2 weeks that this movement is going to be hitting the stage, hitting the floor of the gifting suite at the Oscars as well. So good job, people. Good job. Mm-hmm. That's so exciting. Look at Mission Accepted is all about sharing the mission. And we know that when we take the mission, that doesn't necessarily mean that's the hardest part. That sometimes feels like the easiest part. But stay with us because we love to share on the show about ways to make that better, easier, and more successful, which is why we have Misty on the show today. So Misty, please welcome to Mission Accepted.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm excited to have this conversation with you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, let's kind of just get right into it a little bit. So I just kind of leaned in and told these incredible people they were going to be royalty today. And I know that mm-hmm. we've talked before, and I had the graciousness of being on this woman's podcast yesterday. So we're going to be putting her podcast information in the show notes so you can continue your relationship with her as well. But let's talk a little bit about that. We dropped a big word here, empire. And I'm sure you didn't open your door and the empire appears. So maybe share with us a little bit about how your mission took you to being where you are today.
Well, I mean, I honestly started building my empire over 30 years ago. And there was a moment, I was 15 years old, and I realized that my parents didn't love me. I was like, wow, okay, all right, I have to digest this truth. Now what? Leave. So about a month later, I left home and proceeded to go out into the world and begin building my empire. And that was all inspired by the moment I was given my mission. I love that it's Mission Accepted is the title of your show. I was 8 years old when I had a spiritual experience. And in that experience, the clear message came to me of, you're here to change the world.
Okay. And can I play hopscotch while I'm doing that, you know?
Now we're talking about the most painful moment of my life at 15 and the scariest moment of my life at 8 years old.
Wow.
I mean, I still remember to this day, my little heart was racing. I was petrified, scared, but I trusted it and I embraced it. I'm like, okay, sure. Okay, believe it. Not, yeah, don't know what to do.
Oh my God. Yeah, I'm just going to go home and play, you know?
Right. Yeah, what do we do with that? Now, what that did is that it opened my eyes to the environment around me. I had some inklings that it wasn't an okay environment, but that moment at 8 years old pulled back all of the blinders off my eyes and really opened me up to see what was going on in my family. So from the time of 8 to 15, it was a very tough time. I was working on bettering myself. How do I do better? How do I become better? How do I change the world? But yet very depressed because I was stuck. I was a child. I didn't have an option. I couldn't leave my family. So I had this battle of two different sides going on constantly until I left home at 15. I was like, ah, I'm free. It was the moment that broke my soul, but it liberated me at the same time.
Wow. I'm sure there's people that can relate to that statement, whether it's in a same similar scenario or when you need to do something, whatever that is, and you know that there's going to be heart issues, whether it's heartbreak or heart change or environment change or financial change, and it's pretty tough. And then there is a sense of liberation that comes, even if things haven't worked out yet. Yeah.
Oh, definitely. It was like, okay, now I'm going to go face the world. It can't hurt me as much as these people did. And I've been through some stuff.
We get that sense. We get that sense.
Well, that's what qualifies me to coach other people is because I've been through that stuff and I've overcome it. I've tapped into the incredible power that we possess as human beings called our mind.
Well, tell us more about that because that's probably, I know that you coach and do all sorts of really cool things. So, is that part of what you do when you're working with somebody is tap into where they're at mentally, or how does that?
Yeah, so a typical engagement with me is a business owner, executive. We sit down and, okay, what is your goal? What's your main goal here? And if they don't know what that is, we will identify the goal because we have to have a goal to work from. We have to have a goal that we can focus all of our energy and effort on, one goal. And now within that, other goals pop up, of course, but there's this one big umbrella goal that we're always striving toward. Now, when we find that goal, okay, now how are we going to get there? And this is where we team up together and brainstorm and strategy and all the things. And as we are moving toward that goal, inevitably the human barriers pop up. So this is where a belief system will pop up. And then we have to work on shifting the mindset around it. So it's all about business development and the personal development at the same time. But focusing on the business development, I trust this process because I've been doing it for eons. I know in the coaching process, as we focus on the business development, the right things with the personal development will pop up when they need to. And then we address them. So I don't lead with the personal development, it just kind of flows in naturally.
I can see that because we've talked a lot about that. On this side, we call it the stretch of significance. So as you're moving towards, like you said, that one goal, things show up in relationship to the attainment of that goal, right? Yeah. And so then you can work through them in actual real time, it sounds like, in a real scenario. Instead of like, well, I know my self-esteem isn't so great. I'm going to go do this self-esteem course, but you get to probably hear the messages. And for someone like yourself, when I think about how you were saying that, you left and you found this sense of freedom, I'm sure you had some immediate goals that you needed to achieve as you left your family environment and went out into the world.
Yeah, it was how am I going to change the world? Looking for my specific lane. And it finally chose me at 20 years old. I accidentally did a coaching session at a party with someone. Alcohol was on board, of course. And I probably needed alcohol on board to unlock that part of me, right? So my guard was down and out it came. And this person had a similar background to me. And I'm like, you're choosing to let it destroy you. And I'm choosing to overcome it. Like you can do the same thing. She didn't. I mean, she's had a horrible life since. But it woke up that passion inside of me. I was like, I don't know what this is. I just know I need to go help people in this way and go figure it out.
Okay, folks, you heard it here, and you've probably heard it from every single person who's had success. At some point, it's go figure it out, right? It's figure outable. There you go. There's your mantra for today. It's figure outable.
I like it. We'll create a new word.
Hashtag it's figure outable. I'm pretty sure that's going to show up in the show notes. All
Nice.
right. All right. Don't get us going. We're going to start a new business called, figure outable,
You don't need another thing on your plate.
No. I know we've been bantering around a name for my son's podcast, and I was like, "Oh, no, it's okay. I don't think he'd jump on that one. We'll let that one go to someone else." All right. Okay. So tell us about this empire building, because I'm sure we've intrigued all the royals that are sitting with us today. Like, what does that look like? We've heard business success. We've heard, I do top performance. There's people that do all sorts of things. And what is it about empire that you like or resonates or chose you?
Well, we're talking about the foundation of my empire. If somebody says to me, I want to build a legacy, okay, fine, cool. But how do I put that into action? Now, legacy can be a part of your empire. Now, with an empire thought process, we can put structure to that. We can put a plan to that. We can build the foundation. We can build the pillars. We can put the roof on it. So it's a very specific way of thinking. And the empire is there to do more than just fill your pockets full of money. So, okay, cool. Somebody wants to be a millionaire. Awesome. Go for it, right? But thinking about being an empire builder is different because you're thinking about people as a whole. You're thinking about the army that you need to build the empire, which is different for everyone. But whoever endeavors to build an empire, they need to have the right advisors, the right team. And of course, I'm the right advisor for specific people. So it's all a part of it. It's a different thought process. And I love that thought process, but it's actionable. We can truly take action on every single part of it and make sense of it because a lot of people think, oh, I want to go have this business that I want to build this thing, but there's no structure to it. They don't have a repeatable process to put in place.
That makes sense. That makes sense. I think sometimes the enthusiasm for being from being what I call a newborn entrepreneur, or the ideas are flooding. And sometimes infrastructure isn't the first thing that floods out, right? It's the idea, it's the concept, it's the where, it's the, oh my gosh, everybody loves, my cake, and I'm going to now open up and be a chef or whatever it is, right? Sometimes it can be, I think, idea inspired, and then infrastructure and all of those things come into play. And, sometimes people don't know that they need someone to support in things like that. Right. How many times I've talked to an entrepreneur and I'm like, okay, let's do your media plan based on your business plan. And then, it's a little, I'm like, I know you didn't do one. That's okay. You know what I mean? But a lot, as, and sometimes, I don't know about you. I'm kind of like, I was that person that my first business got scratched out on a piece of paper as I was in a class and got a download. And the first word that didn't inspire me was business plan. I didn't, that just wasn't was.
It's not
So,
sexy.
yeah, not sexy,
No.
but becomes very sexy when you have someone helping you in your business.
Yes. And
Yeah.
empire building is sexy.
Well, tell us a little more about that. Maybe you've had someone that has come to you that you can give us an example of, or something that you want to share, or if you can share some ideas on some of the things that you coach, so those that are out there can start to pick up the concept of building an empire and what, and really what's needed to do something like that.
Certainly, it's a phrase that resonates with people. I can't make it resonate with people that it's not meant for.
Yeah.
And the people that it resonates with come from all walks of life. They have all different types of businesses. And some just need to be given permission to be an empire builder. Because sometimes when they hear the term, they're like, oh, isn't that icky? Don't I destroy other people to build an empire? Well, some people do, but that's not my person. That's not my people that I work with. If you're out there building an empire that destroys other people, move on. Because we're not doing it, right? So there's a certain energy to it. There's a certain heart center that comes with the people that are building effective empires that are going to change the world in a very specific way. So I'll give you an example with one of my clients that I recently took on. She is a money conversation coach. So if people find themselves arguing with their spouse or significant other about money, that's when they need to reach out to her. Awesome. Great. Love her work. Love everything that she's doing. I love who she is as a human being. And when I told her that I work with Empire Builder, she was like, I don't know if I can wrap my head around that. She's like, I want to create a legacy. I was like, okay, you can create a legacy, but how are we going to put structure to it? Now, let me explain to you what empire building is from my perspective. It's a vehicle that changes many lives, it changes the world in a very specific way, even if it's not super noticeable. And you get to create it on your own terms. You get to decide what's in your empire and what effect it has on everyone else. And she was like, oh, well, if I can do that, then I'm going to stretch myself. I'm going to stretch myself, stretch to significance, right? I'm going to stretch myself and say that I'm an empire builder now. And it gives people that sense of confidence and that sense of, I'm going to put my shoulders back and be royalty now, right? It just it changes your whole demeanor when you own it and you're like, I am an empire builder. Now, some people I work with who have already started building their empire and they've been working on it for years. Well, this lady, she has been working on it for probably 7 years. So, people come to me at different stages. They show up in my life organically at different stages. And maybe they need a little bit of an adjustment of how they're looking at their business. And then they're like, oh, wait, hold on. How do I sustain building an empire? Or how do I tweak it so that it's more rooted in integrity or more rooted in the holistic approach of looking at the entire business and the people and how it all flows together and moves together as one instead of just a money-making machine, right? So there are many different areas where people jump in. And it's just so sexy because it's so different. And it's like, I am royalty now. And I love that you pulled that word out. It's so perfect. It's like, yeah, put your shoulders back, put your crown on, male or female, put your crown on and, own it.
I think that's a big part of it. I think we could talk quite a bit about that, Misty, in terms of owning the success. We both hang in that entrepreneurial cycle and circle, and there's stomp and smell the roses. We've heard that many times, and I think for an entrepreneur on purpose, on mission, on point, on building their empire, sometimes there's a lot of momentum in moving to the next level, moving to the next level, continuing to go, continuing to go. And I think it's interesting when you say own it, because a lot of, I always say one of the biggest dream stealing words is yet, right? It's like, I'm not there yet. When I get there yet, I'm not sure I'm ready for that yet. Or because of the mind of the creative, there's always an evolvement by nature. And I think when you talk about the word own it, it's like, do we stop? And do we own what we've done, how much success we have had, where we really could go? Owning success, it can be you can even see it sometimes with people that it's difficult them to receive compliments. Like, wow, that was amazing what you did. You're like, yeah, but da 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 da, or I had help, or there's a little bit that posture is difficult. Do you find that?
A lot of people are that way, and I had to teach myself how to receive compliments. I mean, it's not naturally baked into our society. So it's being able to say, you know what, cool, awesome, thank you for celebrating me. I was sharing a story with your production manager about this morning where I spoke on Friday, and in that I showed up, I served, I connected with the audience. That's what I do. I aim to connect. I don't aim to boast about myself. And it was awesome. I even had speakers come up to me afterward and they were like, oh my God, I took notes. That was great. How do you do it? And I'm like, I just connect. Right? The way to truly make an impact as a speaker is to connect with people. So they're just not used to it. You know, it's an environment that's not used to it. It's, hey, get up on stage and look at me. How awesome am I? Right? It's like I wanted to connect with the audience and make it about them. So it was very, very meaningful. And the gentleman that I spoke with this morning, I shared with him the one thing that brought a lady to me in tears afterward, which was we were talking about truth and lying and how truth is a vital part of building your empire. And the most painful moment of truth that I had in my life was the moment I realized my parents didn't love me. So I'm just sharing this with him. We've known each other for about a year, and we had a great conversation. And afterward, I get a text from him that was like, "Misty, that broke my heart. I can't believe that your parents didn't love you, and how you choose to show up in the world is so kind and loving and inspiring and all the things. Like, I had such a loving family. I can't imagine." And he was like, "Just know that you're loved. Know that I appreciate you." And I'm like, "Wow, thank you so much." You know, that's the stuff that really touches my heart when you're unexpectedly on this mission of building your empire and doing all the things. Are you heart-centered about it? If you are, these kind of things happen. And I loved it. So those are just some of the experiences that we have along the way that are so meaningful.
Absolutely. I think even when people receive compliments, it's always like try to take a breath in before you feed back. Like even just like try to absorb it in, whether it's 3%, 5%, 10%. Because like I think you said, depending on people's culture, it's more difficult than other cultures, one. And then obviously the environment that you were raised in, but obviously the environment that you keep yourself in. You know, you can change your environment by who you listen to in the morning, and who are the people that you're, whose podcasts are you watching, and all that really good stuff starts to help seep it in. But at least say the word thank you first before you diss it a little bit, and just try to breathe and take it in and just hold that ownership, because I don't think that they say that. When people are in dark places and you say to them, you have no idea how loved you are. And I think in this world of social, where you can go on and say something impactful, I had a comment to a post yesterday. Last night I was cleaning up, and it blew me away, like blew me away. And it was someone who knew me back in my rock and roll days. And they were like, wow, to see, this beautiful person with a tray of drinks go to here, keep going. I was like, I had to look him up on his page. I was like, oh my gosh, that must be 35 years ago that we used to kind of, play some pool together at a really cool, it was good times. It wasn't like I came from this awful time to this, but it's very interesting and I think it's so impactful. But I think because we do and can get comments, even comments on social media, sometimes they can just be dismissed. Oh, that's nice. But really, someone takes the time to text a message and consider instead of giving you like a thumbs up or a heart. It's usually like it's a good practice. It's a good practice place to just take, because no one's around, they don't see you. Just take in those great words and appreciate the things that we do.
Oh boy, did I take in his words, because I learned to receive, which is a part of building an empire. You have to learn to receive if you're a giver, and you have to learn to give if you don't know how. But you know, I took in his words wholeheartedly, and I cried. I cried all the way home to come and do this interview with you. Yeah, that's why my energy's a little bit low right now, because he brought me to such a deep place within myself, and I sent him a text back saying, "Thank you so much. You have me in tears. They're good tears. And I appreciate you. I appreciate your love, your support, your caring, your compassion, all the things. Thank you for being my friend. I appreciate it." So, you know, we made each other's day. And
That's fantastic.
by receiving what he said, I was able to make his day, because his love did not fall flat. It didn't reach a brick wall. And this is a point that I think is very important to make for everybody listening, is when a giver does something nice for you and to you, receive it. Otherwise, their energy, their effort falls flat and it taints it. It can make it an icky experience for them. And we don't need that in this world. We need more love flowing. We need more support flowing. We need more of the good stuff flowing. So even when it makes you uncomfortable, receive it. Because every time you shut it down, you're adding to the problems in the world.
That's quite deep, but it's very insightful in relationship to when someone musters up, because you don't even know. For them, it might take all their mustering
Correct.
To break through, get vulnerable. I mean, that could be a super vulnerable place for someone to go, wow, I really appreciate you. I really, you know, and outpours, whether it's a little bit more of kindness, consideration, empathy, love, what have you. And then if you're not able to receive it, that could be perceived. Here we go into the world of perception, but that could be perceived as, you know, rejection instead of, you know, at least, you know, so like that nod, thank you. And then, you know, whether you're sitting in your uncomfortableness of, wow, or even just noticing how uncomfortable you are, you know, as long as it is it's a healthy transaction and you're feeling like, wow, you know, someone said to me, wow, that's amazing. Or your dress looks awesome. Or your presentation was incredible. Or, you know, just to be able to receive it. And I think that was important that you said, that's part of building your empire and owning it. Because I imagine as you start to move that way, like you said, some of the personal development stuff comes up and you want a higher level success. You want to have an empire, whatever that means to you. You want to have those. And then if you're not in receivership of that, that I think would serve as a bit of a challenge.
Yes. And especially if you're like me, building an empire with integrity, I vowed very early on that what I'm building is going to be built by other people's hands raising me up, not a pile of bodies. And a huge part of other people's hands raising me up is being able to connect with people on a deeper level by receiving the goodness they share with me. If I blocked that, they wouldn't be my biggest cheerleaders.
Right. I know we're coming a bit to the end of the conversation that we have today, and I know that we can continue on, and we will continue on, because we're not just podcast exchanging and friends, but we're colleagues and so much more, and I'm sure it'll start to unfold and you'll be back and I'll be back. If you could leave our audience with something that also they could take into their bucket of wanting to build something bigger or more sustainable or more rewarding than what they have right now, the next for those incredible entrepreneurs or building projects out there or nonprofits or profits or whatever they're doing, what is another maybe key factor that you find that's consistent with people coming to you that needs addressing that maybe they can just take a look at or start to work on?
To believe that you can. A lot of people want all the steps in front of them. Well, you're not going to get that. So the first step is believing that you can. And the next step is just do the step that's in front of you each day. Because none of us know what tomorrow brings. None of us know what the full next step is. That's not how this works. It's figuring it out one step at a time. So if you are brave enough to believe that you can do this, you have to be brave enough to thrust yourself into the unknown. And this is why it's vital to have the right coach, the right support, the right advisor, because we are not emotionally connected to your outcome like you are.
Right. It's nice for someone to be able to have that other vision.
Mm-hmm.
I know that we talked about you doing some one-on-one. People can reach out to you. That'll be in the notes. Mm-hmm. And of course, listening to you on your show is incredible. And then pre-show, we talked about you also host a mastermind group, mm-hmm. maybe kind of complete with some of the things that you're doing where people can tap into. And then we'll have all that in your show notes as well. And if there's anything that you want to send or anywhere you want to send someone to. And then I have a super cool question, completely different, that I'm going to ask you before we go today.
Okay. And just to clarify real quick, my mastermind group is in person only in Denver. So if you want to fly to it, you can.
All right. Denver,
yeah,
Colorado.
It's not an online thing. So yes. So go ahead, please.
Okay. Is there anywhere you want to send people to before I ask you this last question?
My website, mistyrosegold.com. Pretty simple.
Perfect, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're flying to your mastermind and you've decided to take a trip as well. And so you are going to a private island and it is you and you. And you have one suitcase. And in that suitcase, you have room for one album. What is the album that you're packing with you that you could not imagine not listening to for the rest of your days? It could be a song, you could mention a singer or an actual album. What would that be?
I don't know the title of it, but the artist is Andy Grammer.
Okay. Andy Grammer.
Yes. So, gosh, trying to think of a title of one of his songs.
We'll look him up. We'll look him up. I think it's always very interesting. I love music, and I think that music is such a powerful vibration and healer, and can help people during, all the good stuff and the stuff that's still not yet good. And I personally, when we take breaks at work and people are like, just kind of shake your energy, I go into my I leave my this office into my living room office and stick on an album. And I just think that music is such a high vibration. It's such a high vibration that it can just move people into really great states of being and receiving and fun and joy. So I love to hear how who's listening to what, and my listeners love to hear it as well. So that's kind of why we asked that question.
Well,
So
thank you. I appreciate it. It's a cool question.
yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely. Okay, all of you royals out there, I hope you have downloaded and received everything that you need today. We so appreciate you. If you want to be sitting where Misty is, you know what to do. You go to devdrummond.com and there's an incredible podcast page, and you can just send a message, and that contact will actually go to me. Let's have a conversation if you want to do a show, if you want to come on to a group podcast with a group of people that are in your same business sector, or maybe you want to do a three-part mini series. But we'd love to hear from you. And you are obviously listening to us, and we have so many incredible shows that are coming out. We're so grateful. Please reach out to the speakers. Please forward the shows. I know you're doing the thing. I'm just reminding you to do the thing, because everybody, it's amazing what you can hear from one show. And I know that you have listened to a podcast in the past and gotten some really great, soulful information. So thank you for doing what you're doing. Misty, thank you so much for joining us on Mission Accepted today. And until we see you again all of next week, you be well and stay groovy. Bye for